Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. It's Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, I have the pleasure of having Ernest Kopp. He is the slot guru. He's the author of The Secrets of Hitting More Jackpots. If you have a question for Ernest, you can give us a call at 347-324-3460 at 347-324-3460, or you can post your question in the chat room and read the question on the air, or you can go ahead and Twitter at hashtag Apple Capital. Well, to begin with, Ernest, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me. I feel honored to be here.
Great. I guess to begin with, kind of tell us about yourself. How did you get started?
Well, it all started in the early 90s. I took my mother to the casinos over in Windsor because I'm from Detroit, and I would take my mom to the casinos, and it started from me taking her, and then I started playing. And you know, when I was over in the Army, when I got out the Army, the last duty assignment was in I was stationed in Germany, Bamberg, Germany, and they had slot machines across from my barracks. And, you know, I would go over there with my Army brothers, and I'd be the most, you know, I'd win the most, which was only $60-$70, but it wasn't a casino. It was just some slot machines inside of a place, I guess you can call it. But, you know, that's what actually started me. And then when I got back home out the military in 96, I started doing real estate and things of that sort, and I started playing slots, and I started hitting jackpots, and I started really hitting jackpots. So when the real estate got bad, you know, in a few years back, I just made it my full-time job to be a professional slot player.
Wow. That's an awesome story. So is there a secret of hitting more jackpots? I mean, it's really, you know, I'm from Houston, and we don't have casinos in Texas. But we usually just cross the border and go to Lake Charles
and
and go play the slots. People in my parish, they'll go and play the penny machine or the nickel machine.
Right.
And
right.
You know,
that's
eventually
what I started on.
And you know, sometimes they do lucky, you know, they come back with $300. I guess if you play 50, that's still a good, you know, that's a lot
right.
of pennies, but you'll be there for a time, and they're just happy to get $100 after spending 10.
Right. And with a lot of people, it's like that. You know, what takes me to another echelon of playing slots is that I go in there expecting to win. I don't hope, and you know, until I walk out and don't win, that's the only time I feel as though I haven't won. You know, and even then, you know, with my book, to answer your question, yes, it's quite a few secrets to hitting jackpots, and you know, I put them in my book. One of them, you know, is a small one, and I can say I don't like to use $50 bills. You know, sometimes you have baseball players that, and I was a baseball player, that have their own little vices. Okay, if I didn't shave before this game and I wind up pitching a no-hitter, then I'm not going to shave before no games. Well, a lot of slot players are like that too. You know, the only difference is I have a proven method that I use to make it to where I can go into a casino and do $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 in jackpots per
wow.
visit.
Wow. So let's go back for a second. We know you have slots, you have
okay.
cards. What else type of gambling thing that you usually have in casinos?
I think the main thing I'll be focusing on is they got dice, they got the roulette wheel, they got blackjack, you know, but me being a slot guru, the only thing I'm focusing on is slots, but they have the poker tournaments and all this kind of good stuff. You know, it depends on if you're a gambler. If you're a gambler and you play a game of chance, then I'm only going to speak up for what I know about, and that'll be slots.
Okay. Let's talk about the slots real quick on slots itself. What are the secrets of handling slots?
it's in the book, so, you know, of course, I can't just give out everything.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Like
just,
I say,
just
one
give
of the,
go ahead.
One of the things is, you know, the type of person you are before you go into the casino. You know, a lot of people think that it just starts and ends with you walking through that door, and actually, for me, it don't, you know, because I'm what you call a giver. So when I hit jackpots, I also give away a lot of the jackpots. And, you know, that to me is a beautiful thing because you're giving to people that you don't know. And I feel as though I'm showing God that I love people more than I love money.
Okay.
And every time I give away something, it always come back almost tenfold.
Wow. When you talk, so when a person come in, they sit at a slot, without giving the secrets of your book away, of course, but when is a certain thing they need to look at when they look at the machine? Should they get the machine that someone's been there all day at, or is warm, or look like it's more play? Some people will play the end, some people will play the middle.
Right.
Some people won't touch
right.
anything. It'll look like nobody's been there. And is there a, you know, I'm just
right.
observing.
No,
because
you're right.
If some
you're
people,
right.
some machines they just won't go to, it might, it just kind of varies. So is there a secret to what they're doing to go to a slot machine? When you look at one, how you know is it hot or not?
Exactly. That's that power of the touch. You know, it depends on really when it's all said and done, whichever one. The machines have what they call a random number generator, RNG, which means that any machine, any casino can hit a jackpot at any time. So now we talk about timing. My book discusses about timing and how it's all about timing. You might put $3,000 in a machine and then don't do nothing, walk away upset, and then another person walk up right behind you and put in just a measly $50 and hit a jackpot. So, you know, I tell people in my book on that situation, when you get off a machine, don't look back, you know, because it's best not to look back, because if you look back, sometimes people will get on that machine and hit a jackpot, and if you look back and you see it, you're obligated. I ain't going to say you're obligated, but I would say that I would congratulate that person. Don't get upset. Don't get mad because they hit the jackpot and you didn't. It just wasn't meant for you to hit that jackpot on that day. So the book is very deep, and, you know, I can talk about it forever.
No problem.
Know?
Yeah, I can imagine you walk away from that chair that you've been there for an hour and a half at, and all of a sudden someone just walked, you know, granny come and walk behind you, put a dollar in, hit the jackpot.
Right.
I mean, I would just say probably about to faint out.
Right, and it didn't happen. It that happened to me many times, not that many times, but it happened to me when I first started. And, you know, it didn't happen to me so as early as, you know, last year. I was on a machine and I had to use the restroom. And instead of me, because the casinos will, you know, they allow you to get one of the attendants to watch your machine while you go use the restroom.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't do that. I thought, well, you know, nobody's here. Let me go. And I go to the restroom, come back. And the light is going off. A guy just hit $15,000, and I know for a fact, you know, that he was watching me play. But what can you do? You know, at the end of the day, you got to still love that person. You got to still congratulate that person. And then I went on to hit for, I think, $65,000 later that day. But I didn't know that it was coming. You know, the whole thing about it is that karma thing. It really is in full bloom inside the casino. You know, when I'm in the casino, I smoke cigarettes, and even if I'm in a smoking area, if an elderly person comes and sit down, the cigarette goes out. I don't even ask the cigarette unless I see them smoking. The simple reason being because I look at every elderly person like my grandparents. It doesn't matter what color. It doesn't matter what religion, nothing. It just matters that this is an elderly person, and I'm giving that person the same respect that I'm giving my grandparents, pulling out chairs for them and things like that add to me hitting jackpots. You know, I'm not saying just go in a casino and just start doing it just to try and hit a jackpot, because it won't work like that. You know, because God is watching everything. And at the end of the day, if you really love people, your life will show that. Your life will dictate that, you know, no matter what you do, whether you know, as long as it's not illegal, you know. At the end of the day, I play slots. Some people say it's a sin. Some people say it's not. I say, you know, I'm going to go in it with my heart wide open because that's what I do. And when I hit jackpots, I give away, like out of that $65,000, I gave away probably $40,000 or $50,000, because at the end of the day, I love people more than I love money. Although when I go in there to play slots, I'm going in there to hit jackpots, But then at the same time, if I see an elderly person, it doesn't matter who, what, when, or where, if they need my assistance or if I feel it, you know, because they had their own chair, and then those casino chairs be very heavy. And instead of them getting out of their chair, they're trying to move the casino chair and drive their chair in there. I got to help. I'm not going to just watch that. Although my game is right on I feel as though it's right about to hit a jackpot or something. I can feel it sometimes. I'm stopping. So hold up. Cut the mustard. I'm going to make sure this person have it easier than what they're doing right now. And in doing that, I think it then opened up a whole new realm of gaming for me. Just by caring about people more than I care about money. But we all know we need money.
Mm-hmm. So taking that into account, so I mean the goodwill that you give to people, the courtesy you give to people, and when you're in the midst of the machine, I guess that adds to the is what's in your heart and add to the comma, but. When you at the machine, does it really matter that you play bills or play coins? Well, I think most of them have taken that out anyway. But does it make a difference of a person putting in dollar bills? I think in one person said, well, if you put dollar bills in or you put this in, that makes a difference. Or is a way that can you tell that machine is about is getting warm to do something, or is just
it's a feeling that you'll get while you're playing it. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll be able to feel that something is happening, you know, and it's something that, you know, you can't see with the naked eye. It's something that it's almost like when you walk into somewhere where you shouldn't have been, something tell you, wow, I shouldn't have did this. You know, you walk into a store and it's 10 guys outside. Well, I'm from the inner city of Detroit, so I've seen that. And, you know, you walk in the store and you can just feel that something just ain't right, you know. Or when you have people at your workplace and it's not written on their forehead, but you can tell that this person just isn't right. And 9 times out of 10, they end up doing something to show you that they're not right. But in a lot of cases, you knew it before it even happened. To me, that's when you're opening yourself up. You're giving yourself to the Lord, and you let him guide you. And when you let him guide you, I put it like this. People don't nobody walk down the street and say, well, something told me to go rob that bank today. Mm-hmm. But in retrospect, people do walk down the street and say, something told me not to go in that bank today and find out that bank been robbed. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I follow.
It's some deep stuff, and there's more to me. It's way more than just hitting a button. In my book, I explain how I hit the buttons on different machines that I play, the timing, that timing aspect, how I hit each button. I got different types of modes that I play in. You got the fast mode. You got, you know, different types of modes that the slot guru plays in. And I just wrote the book, and I put every aspect of my game in that book. And that's what made it so make it so powerful and the way that it is, because I explained to people exactly how I did it. A lot of people think, well, you got to go in there with a pocket full of batteries. No, you go in there with a pocket full of batteries to try and offset the slot machine, you'll have a whole lot of lithium in your leg. You know what I mean? You don't want that, you know. So when it's – that's from the batteries. That was a joke. So
yeah, I was just thinking. I said, well, that's going to throw your timing off, because if it's electronics – pick up that, it's going to throw your whole thing game off.
Right. And not to say, not only that, it's cheating. It's cheating and it's dangerous, and I don't think it have anything to do with the games. I just use that as an example, but some people do cheat in slots as if they don't have a million cameras in the casino to catch them.
Mm-hmm.
Me, my method is pure and simple, you know, living on faith, doing it the way I've been doing it for, like I said, over $10 million since 2005. So, in jackpots. So, I have to be doing something right. So, I just put it. And then, since I've been selling the book, I've been getting comments back from the book, people letting me know that they use my methods that I mentioned in my book, and they've been winning. So, I know it's not luck.
Wow. So, do you have, like, a lucky, you know, back in the 70s and 60s, we used to have, like, the lucky rabbit's foot. Do you have something you bring in with that, in a sense, or you just come in and with your own karma and own faith?
That's it. That's the power right there. I come in with an open heart, and I come in ready to win and ready to give at the same time. And to me, that's the most immaculate part, wonderful part, simply because I'm giving the people, not all the time my family members, but here late, for the most part, I'm giving to people that I don't even know. And they don't know me, but when I give them that, I let them know, hey, you know, I just feel as though this is something that you should have, and I just hit a jackpot. That's for you. I give it to them. I tell them to be best, and I walk away. No pun intended, no nothing. Most people, they take it. You know, out of 100 people that I might have given to, probably two probably didn't take it, and I wasn't upset with them for that. You know, and to try and give a grown man something and you don't know him, you know, that can be taken offensive, but they don't, they just don't. They don't take offense to it. I let them know that I have to do this. I have to give you something. I just hit for something. If you, now, I'm, most of the time, I don't go up to nobody that I hit a jackpot and they just hit a jackpot and I give them something. No, that's not the way it works, because it can be it can be misconstrued. But what I will do is go up to somebody that I see that's just sitting there that don't have no more money, and I just walk up to them and I give them $100 from out of nowhere, tell them to be blessed, take care, good luck, and things just happen after that.
Okay. So in playing slots in different parts of the country or different casinos, are there some that more receptive than others? I mean, like Las Vegas is one medium. You go to casinos in Oklahoma. You go to the casinos in Louisiana. You go to casinos in Virginia, or I think, you know, I think South
Atlanta, Atlantic City.
Yeah, Atlantic City, and I think one is I think in South Carolina or something like that. Are they all different, or are they pretty much going to always be the same?
Well, their design of the casino is definitely going to be different, because each casino has their own life, their own, you know, way of being. You understand what I'm saying? They had their own designs, they had their own advertisements and everything of such. But when it comes down to gameplay, well, I can say that they're all not going to be the same, but here in the States, you know, the machines have to hit. At the end of the day, the casino are not the ones that don't want you to hit, you know, because the casinos know that the machines are going to hit. That's why they carry enough money in there to be able to pay out any jackpot that you hit, because they know it's going to hit. So the whole thing about it is, sometimes you might go to that casino in Louisiana and do great. You did a great, you had a great time, but then you go right back to that casino in Louisiana and you didn't do so good. And it's, again, that's in my book. I don't only talk about winning. I talk about how I am when I don't win. I talk about my mindset to let people know losing isn't the end of the world. Don't go and win $10,000 in Louisiana and then go back and spend it all in Louisiana and now you want to kill yourself. No. My book let people know how to take things with a grain of salt and to understand that it's a gamble. Only play with what you can afford to lose. So I wouldn't even want to go into a casino and win all the time. It didn't happen to me a couple of times when almost every machine I hit, I was getting $3,000 or $4,000. I think I did $200,000 or $300,000 that day in jackpots, but I got paranoid. The only way I can be able to really appreciate winning is to accept losing. That's the gamble. A lot of people don't think that. A lot of people think, and a major part of jackpots is your mindset. Mm-hmm. Most people go in there knowing that they're going to lose, so naturally they're going to lose. When I told you at the beginning of this conversation, I'm thinking I'm going to win until I don't win. The only way I know I'm not going to win is until I exhausted all the money I have to play on that trip. And then I know I didn't win. Then I go home and, you know, get myself together and get ready to go back for another round one day.
Okay. So when you look at playing, and you made something important about play what you can afford to lose. You know, if you go on vacation, you're going to budget $1,000 for your entire trip that you're going to spend. Once you reach that limit of, if you say, I'm going to pay $200 in slots, how you in your mind stop at that point at $200 to keep it from going $400?
That's the discipline. That's awesome. That's what I'm glad I wrote the book. But it's a part of my book to talk about discipline. You know, to be a slot player, to be anything professional or anything good, you have to have discipline no matter what, whether it's a basketball player, slot player, car player, husband, wife. You got to have discipline in life, and that's another. That's what I mean by it's not so easy to just go in there and hit that button. You got to actually have a game plan, and then you got to stick to the game plan, you know, and that's where it's not easy. But if your mind is made up and, you know, I would only take in there what I'm ready to play, because if it's in my pocket, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to play it.
Okay.
And to have it in my pocket and to not play it, well, see, that's a whole nother ball game, because I done went and spent all the way down from $1,000 all the way down to or $5,000 all the way down to my last $200. And when it's all said and done, on that last $200, I made $75,000. So I'm the one that no hold, and it didn't happen a couple of times, probably not $75,000, but and I was down to my last $200 and got $20,000 or $30,000. So I go hard at what I do, and I play with what I, you know, I play with what I bring in there to play with.
Okay.
When I leave out, either I have the jack, either I have a lot of money or I'm broke. It ain't no in between.
No in between. One
because I'm going. Right. I'm going there to gamble. So I'm only going to take enough for me to gamble and be prepared to lose it. But at the same time, that's the gamble. But now I really want to win. So, you know, that's the slot guru's mindset.
So you have a good discipline. How can you tell a person to quit when they're ahead? You know, for example, you go there, you play $20, you won $50. Should that be the time that you should quit because you're ahead of the game?
Right. It depends on your bankroll, and it depends on what you want. Because also in my book, I talk about this acronym. It's called SPEC, S-P-E-C. You select it, you project it, you expect it, and then you collect it. So whatever that person is, serious, you like that. But whatever that person wants is what they should go in there playing for. If you want to go, but I can tell you right now, if you're only going in there with a bankroll of $50 and you win $100, or you're going in there with a bankroll of $10 or $20 and you actually win $50, yeah, it'd be best for you to just run out of there and be happy with what you got, because it's very rare that you're going to go in there with $5 or $10 and try and win $10,000 or $15,000. That's not what the casino is made up on. It's made, if you're going to go in there to game, you game. You play with what you, the bankroll you have. Like if you only got $50, you're not going to be in high stakes, because in high stakes, that's only one hit of the button. So with $50, you want to play the penny machines, and you want to max bet. But then with $50 max betting on the penny machine, that's only 5,000 credits. And depending on how many lines and everything, that penny machine might end up being 400 credits per max bet. Well, you know, 400, you hit it 10 times, that's 4,000, which is $40 on the penny machine. You know, and you only got 1,000 credits left. Max betting, that's only two more hits, and then you're down to 200 credits left. So, you know, you got to be able to play with what the type of bankroll that you have. That's very important also.
Okay, and we're talking about that when you're talking about the different slot machines. You have the – let's go to the dollar, to the $5, to the $10. I'm not sure there's a $50 machine, but is it –
Oh, yeah. Okay. They have $50. They have $50 and $100 machines. In Vegas, they have – I hear they got – $500 machines and $1,000 machines.
Oh, Lord.
yeah.
But just mean, you play that one bet, is it $500, is $500, that's it. And hopefully
that's it.
You hit something. If you don't hit it, it's gone.
It's gone. But that's the gamble, though. You know, that's playing slots. It's just playing slots in high stakes.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking different stuff. Because now if you do hit something on that $500 slot or that $100 slot, it's going to be life-changing. Well, not really life-changing money, because if you're playing those slots, your life has already been changed.
Wow.
You understand what I mean? I mean, if you're playing $500 slots or $1,000 slots, that means $1,000 per hit of that button, you get a lot of money. You have money to gamble like that.
Mm-hmm.
If for the people that don't have money to gamble like that, they just can't play those slots. They can if they have the money, but if they coming in there with $300, it's hard to play a $500 slot on one hit. You understand what I'm saying? So it's best to go in there and play with the bankroll that you have. If you have a few hundred dollars, and if you want to go on the dollar machines or the $5 machines, you can. There's no problem, you know. But if you only got $20 or $30 or $40, my mom, she goes in there with $30 all the time, but she'd be in there for a couple hours just with $30, you know. But then she don't max bet, she don't, you know. So even if she hit a jackpot, she wouldn't really get a full jackpot simply because she didn't bet all the lines. So instead of getting $4,000, she wound up getting $4 or $40 or $20 or something like that because it wasn't, she didn't max bet. So, you know, that book gives you, it tells you everything about how I do it. It ain't, I left no stone unturned in there.
Okay. In that sense of, I have a question right here regarding to, for addiction, to, if you know that you have a problem, of course, what's the best solution? I mean, go talk to a group, because you don't want to have to bankrupt your entire family. If you get that fever, and sometimes you just lose reality that if you go in that direction and you just lose reality, hey, I got the win, get the win, get the win, and you're maxing out your credit card, you're doing this, and you're spending everything you have, you're lucky if you're going to even get back home.
Right, yeah. Right, and that's what I mean by taking in what you plan to spend. You know, leave the credit cards and everything like that. If you're not that disciplined, those type of individuals, you know, they have problems, and they got numbers for those type of people. I address that in my book very shortly because, you know, I play stocks for a living, so I can't really, you know, tell nobody else how to get over an addiction to where if I'm addicted, then I'm addicted to winning. I'm addicted to giving. I'm addicted to everything except for negative stuff. So if I go into a casino and I don't do well, I'm not about to sell my car or sell my house or take out, you know, money on a charge card that I don't have. I'm just going to leave and prepare for that next trip, you know, and that's as easy as I can say it. But it is some people that have serious addictions, and I can't really discuss that because I don't know much about them. I mean, I just let them know they got the 1-800 gamble numbers, and that's all I know. In my book, I let people know, okay, when I lose, this is what I do. I let people know exactly what I do when I lose. When I'm in the middle of really losing, and if I don't want to play that last $200 and leave out of there broke, I save myself. I leave out of there with $800-$900, leave out the casino, and go give it away to people that just at the gas station, at the grocery. I go on a giving spree. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, I feel as though I've already lost the rest of the money. So now instead of losing this other 1,000 or this other 100 or this other 20, I go and give it away because I would have played it if I didn't give it away anyway.
Okay.
See?
Yeah, I follow. Last thing, a couple of questions real quick. Your particular book itself. One question real quick. When it comes to the slot machines, I know you go what you can afford. Are there certain machines that, hey, not starter machines or not professional machines, is there a dollar amount that not a beginner but in the middle that seems to be successful, if that makes sense?
I'm lost. Can you repeat that again?
Okay, for example, there are $5 machines people can get started with. And they say, hey, I have $300 I'm planning just to play with. Are there certain machines that for a beginner that they can, after reading your book, go to and get started with? Should they be a $5 machine? Hey, I got $300. So you know how far you're going to get with $300. Or they need to go to the dollar machine, or should they, you know, look at that $5 machine if they're playing with $300?
See, and that's the thing about my book. It lets people, you know, be in control. I let them know how I do it, and then they can be able to decipher if they want to, because I started with pennies. I didn't start off with, you know, I'm from the inner city of Detroit. We didn't have nothing coming up. So when I did take my mom to the casino and I started, you know, going myself, I started with pennies, and once I started hitting jackpots and things of such, I moved up gradually from the pennies to the, you know, quarters, dollars, to the $5, to the $5 and $10 and $25, $50 and $100 slots here in Michigan. So the book won't tell you exactly which slot to play because it's all in the person that's hitting that button.
Okay.
It's all in the mindset of the person that's hitting that button. You know, because if it was that easy, the casino is not going to make it that easy. You know, I can't just say, well, go and play that slot machine because I had a good time on that slot machine. I would never send nobody to go and play a particular slot. I would tell that person whatever slot they play had a mindset on really wanting to hit a jackpot. You know, but at the same time, keep your eyes open for people, for your surroundings, the elderly that's around you. I can't stress that enough. A lot of people thinking that it's got to be some kind of almost like Ohm's law of some sort, and it's not that. It's all about just being being a good person, having a good mindset, you know, really loving people. You can't be, how can I put this? You can't be outside of, you can't hate people and think you're going to hit a lot of jackpots. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to happen. You can't, and if it do happen, it won't continue to happen. If you don't do nothing with the money that you hit the jackpots with, if you don't give away some of that money, you know, or if you go to church, if you don't give some of that money to the church, if you don't give some of that money back, if you don't come up off of some of that money, you're not going to keep on hitting jackpots. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
So, at the end of the day, I'm thinking that, you know, me being the person that I am, me being a person that actually loved people, the slots showed me how to love people more than I love money. If it wasn't for slots, I wouldn't know that. If it wasn't for slots, I wouldn't have done a lot of things that I've done in my life. So a lot of people, they like to try and put slots down, but those are the ones that just don't win, you know. But for the ones that do win, and it's a lot of people that win, you know, they know what I'm talking. They fully understand what I'm saying.
Okay. Lastly, what advice will you leave a person when they go and read your book? And something they can't get in the book, but something in your introduction you want to share, or some advice you want to leave us with?
I would say, you know, to always think outside the box, meaning, again, don't just think about the money when you think about casinos. I'm going to get some money. That greedy factor can be very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
When it's over and said and done, I would tell people to go in there and have a great time. You know, eat good, you know, use the spa, use the pools and stuff like that if you use those entities. Have a good time with the hotel and relax, get some relaxation. And at the end of all that stuff, go gaming if you game. And if you game, then you want to go for that jackpot. And then aiming for it's almost like aiming for the moon or aiming for the sun, but reaching the moon, I don't know which one's closer, but even no matter what, you want to aim real high. So if you don't get a jackpot, then you'll get a jackpot that's up under the jackpot, or a jackpot that's up under that jackpot. And we're still talking about some, you know, a lot of money to most.
Okay, I follow. Okay. And where can we get your book again?
You can get it at my website, theslotguru.com, is all one word.
Mm-hmm.
You can Facebook me on Facebook, The Slot Guru, or you can you can follow me on Twitter, which is at The Slot Guru 313. Oh, and it's also on ebook format, so they can be able to get it that way. It should be coming to a casino near them very soon, because I'm about to take over the whole country. It's already in one casino, and I'm about to really make it to where it get into every casino in the country. And
so then
I'm about to start doing.
I mean, sir.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just about to say, and then I'm about to start doing seminars on my book to let people, you know. So it's this slot movement is really going on, and I'm about to take people to Jackpot City.
Oh, wow. So do you have the book available on Amazon as well?
I'm not sure if it's on Amazon. I don't think so, because I when I got with my my book people, you know, Amazon and a lot of the other people, for some reason it was on there for a hot second, and then I just said, forget it, I'm going to do my own distribution.
Okay.
So until I really get me the type of distributor that I want, I'm just distributing the book myself.
Perfect. Well, you keep everything to yourself.
I mean, in a sense, but it's kind of a slow way of doing it, because when you're doing it yourself, you know, I have to actually go out and get into these casinos, and as opposed to a big-time distributor, they already have connections with Walmarts and Walgreens and all this stuff. I have to do this manually. Mm-hmm. So it's a long road, but it's always better, I guess, at the long road.
All right.
Taking the long road sometimes.
There you go. Well, there you have it, Swag Guru, Ernest Kopp. I really appreciate you coming into the program and sharing your story with us. And also, we can go to your website, was the Swag Guru, GURU.com, right, for your book.
That's it, theslotguru.com. That's it, and you can get it. And thanks a lot for having me here. Anytime you want to give me a call, I will be talking. I was hoping that some people had called in so I can answer them personally, and I think that would have been hot simply because, I love people, and I'm a slot player, you know, and us slot players, it's a unique bond that we all have, you know, and that's how I know that. I'm serious. That's how I know so much about slots, because I've played them. Mm-hmm. I'm not just writing a book, and a lot of slot players, you'll find out a lot of slot players, they know what I'm saying is true, because only people that's in the, for the most part, the people that can actually play the slot can actually relate to what I'm saying.
Wow. Well, we're going to reschedule this one probably in the next few more weeks and before the holidays. As we know, a lot of people are going to go to the casinos for Memorial Day. So why don't we touch bases the week of and reschedule it and go ahead and talk about slots again.
No problem. Just let me know and I'll be here. Definitely be here. Thanks a lot for having me.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. I appreciate it.
You do as well.
Bye-bye. Again, it's been another production of Apple Capital Group Core Business Show. You can download this episode on iTunes on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, thanks for listening, and have a great day. Take care.
Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Chicane. Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Chicane. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-611-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.